Yeah.
Alléluia.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Gloire au nom du Seigneur.
Can you turn to someone by your left and right and tell them good morning?
Nous voulons dire bonjour à chacun d'entre nous. Saluons-nous.
And assure them that your life will never be the same.
Et rassure-les que ta vie ne sera plus jamais la même.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
But tell them I will be the one to be blessed first.
Dis-lui que je serai la première à être bénie.
And then you follow. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven?
Est-ce qu'on peut lever nos mains au ciel?
And in 1 minute, ask the Lord to speak to us.
Et en une minute, demander au Seigneur de nous parler.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Nous prions au nom de Jésus.
That you will help us this morning.
Que tu nous aides ce matin.
Grant us revelation.
Donne-nous la révélation.
Bring us healing.
Apporte-nous la guérison.
Bring us deliverance.
Apporte-nous la délivrance.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen. Please be seated.
Amen. Asseyons-nous.
My final session with us this morning will be a prayer meeting.
Cette session sera une séance de prière.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Je crois en la puissance de la prière.
I believe that men ought always to pray.
Je crois que les hommes doivent prier en tout temps.
And not to faint.
Et ne devront pas se décourager.
So we have a very brief session this morning.
Alors elle sera brève.
I will just charge our hearts.
Je vais juste remplir nos cœurs.
From where we left off yesterday.
À partir de ce qu'on a laissé hier.
And then we will pray.
Et ensuite nous allons prier.
I'll also pray for the sick.
Je vais également prier pour les malades.
And also declare prophetically upon our lives.
Et également faire des œuvres prophétiques sur les vies.
If you are in agreement with me, shout aloud, Amen.
Si tu es d'accord avec moi, dis Amen.
For someone, let me speak over your life. These Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, you will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever.
Tu ne les verras plus, ceux qui te poursuivent.
For someone here, the Red Sea that stands before you is about to part hither and thither this
moment.
In the name of Jesus Christ. For someone here, the donkey that has been missing for a long time, like it did for Saul, is returning back home. In the name of Jesus. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is, you're a miracle worker. God is a glorious. Sing it 2 more times.
Chante encore.
God is a miracle worker.
Dieu est un Dieu de miracles.
God is a glorious. For the last time.
Chante encore une fois. Dieu est un Dieu de miracles. Dieu
a miracle worker.
Est un Dieu de miracles.
God is a glorious. Please be seated. God bless you. Yesterday we began to talk about the spirit of Elijah.
Hier, nous avons commencé à parler de l'esprit d'Élie.
According to Malachi chapter 4, 5 and 6.
Selon Malachie 3, 4 et 6.
Alléluia. Mm-hmm. It says, and I will send Elijah.
Il disait, et je mettrai Élie.
Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Sur les jours terribles du Seigneur.
And that when Elijah comes,
et quand Élie est arrivé,
he will restore the hearts of the fathers to the sons.
Il va restaurer les cœurs des fils aux pères.
And sons to the fathers.
Et les cœurs des pères aux fils.
He says, lest I bring a curse upon the earth.
Et ensuite, j'apporterai la malédiction sur la terre.
And we did establish yesterday,
et nous avons établi cela hier,
that the spirit of Elijah,
que l'esprit d'Élie,
is not about the man Elijah.
Il ne s'agit pas de Élie lui-même en tant que homme.
That the spirit of Elijah,
parce que l'esprit d'Élie,
is a dimension of the operation of the Holy Spirit.
C'est une dimension de l'opération d'un esprit.
That was personified in the man Elijah.
L'esprit saint a été personnifié dans l'homme Élie.
So that Elijah captured the operation of that spirit richly.
Alors Élie a capturé les opérations de cet Esprit Saint.
But it does not mean the operation is limited to the man Elijah.
Mais ça ne veut pas dire que les opérations de l'Esprit Saint sont seulement en Élie.
Do we still remember that?
J'espère que vous vous rappelez de cela.
And I did tell us that the spirit of Elijah,
et j'ai également dit que l'Esprit d'Élie,
when it is revealed,
quand il est révélé,
in a life,
dans une vie,
in a church,
dans une église,
in a territory,
dans un territoire,
and in a dispensation,
dans une dispensation,
it has two major assignments.
Il y a deux devoirs principaux.
Assignment number one.
Le premier
is to call people to a place of brokenness and repentance.
C'est d'amener les gens à un moment de repentance et de brisement.
By exposing the works of darkness.
En exposant les œuvres des ténèbres.
According to 1 Kings 18,
selon 1 Roi 18,
36 to 39,
de 36 à 39,
and we considered that yesterday,
et nous avons vu tout cela hier,
but we said the second assignment,
mais nous avons dit le deuxième devoir,
which is what God will be doing this morning,
ce que Dieu va faire aujourd'hui,
is that the spirit of Elijah,
c'est que l'esprit d'Élie,
brings judgment,
apporte le jugement,
upon every evil,
sur tout le mal,
every satanic,
sur tout le satanique,
and every antichrist structure,
et sur toute culture antichrétienne,
according to 1 Kings 18 and verse 40.
À partir de 1 Roi 18,
we wrapped up yesterday's session,
nous avons dit que cette intercession,
by examining a few signs,
en examinant quelques signes,
that show an attack on one spiritual life,
qui parle de la vie spirituelle de quelqu'un.
And I pray that we go back to the teaching yesterday and listen to it again and again.
Je voudrais que nous retournions sur cela et que nous en parlions encore et encore.
But this morning,
mais ce matin,
we want to examine the second aspect.
Nous voulons examiner le deuxième aspect du devoir de l'esprit d'Élie.
Alléluia.
Amen.
John chapter 10 and verse 10.
Jean 10:10.
It says, "The thief cometh not."
Dit que le voleur ne vient que
but for to steal,
juste pour voler,
to kill,
pour tuer,
and to destroy,
et pour détruire.
So immediately we see there,
alors dès qu'il vient là,
that there is a name Satan is called,
qu'il y a un nom que Satan appelle,
he is called a thief.
Il est appelé le voleur.
Alléluia.
Amen.
If you know anything about a thief,
si tu sais quoi que ce soit concernant un voleur,
is that number one,
c'est que premièrement,
a thief never comes into a place using the authorized channel.
C'est qu'un voleur ne vient jamais dans un endroit en utilisant les portes normales.
Number two.
Deuxièmement,
the thief will never take anything by permission.
Le voleur ne prendra jamais quelque chose avec permission.
So when the Bible describes Satan as
écrit Satan comme voleur,
he already tells you,
il te dit déjà,
that he will exploit every loophole he can find.
Qui va exploiter tout trou qu'il va trouver.
And that he will take any and everything good from your life.
Et il récupérera tout de ta vie s'il le peut.
And that as a thief,
et en tant que voleur,
Satan has a threefold ministry.
Satan a quatre ministères pleins.
Number one,
le premier,
to kill,
c'est tuer.
Number two.
Deuxièmement.
To steal.
C'est voler.
Number three.
Troisièmement.
To destroy.
C'est détruire.
That means you can know a life that Satan has passed through.
Alors tu peux reconnaître une vie dans laquelle Satan est passé.
Using these three indices.
En utilisant ces trois indices.
Now please look up.
S'il vous plaît, voyons.
When you watch, I know there's a lot of construction that happens in your state.
Je sais que dans votre état, il y a beaucoup de bâtiments qu'on construit.
You can know that a construction company has walked on a road.
Tu peux voir si c'est passé sur la rue.
You don't have to see a machine there.
Tu n'as pas besoin de voir une machine là-dessus.
When the grader walks through the road,
quand la première machine passe sur la route,
it levels everything and makes it smooth.
Elle aplanit toutes choses.
You also can know when a flood or erosion is destroying a road.
Tu peux voir aussi quand les eaux sont en train de détruire une rue.
You don't need to see the water.
Tu n'as pas besoin de voir l'eau qui est passée.
But you can see the effect.
Mais tu peux voir les effets de l'eau.
You can see exposed pipes.
Tu peux voir qu'on voit les turbines.
Are we together?
Est-ce qu'on est
ensemble? You can see it erode away the good roads.
Tu peux voir que la bonne rue n'est plus la même.
And sometimes a road that should take just 2 minutes to pass.
Et ainsi, une rue où qu'on devait traverser en 2 minutes
can take as much as 5-10 minutes.
Peut prendre 5 à 10 jours.
Because it will force you to go very slowly.
Parce qu'elle t'oblige à aller très doucement.
So the Bible says.
Alors la Bible dit.
You can examine any life.
Tu peux examiner toute vie.
And know who has passed through that life.
Et tu pourras savoir qui est passé.
Whether it is the God of the Bible.
Est-ce que c'est le Dieu de la Bible?
Or whether it is the thief.
Ou alors c'est le voleur.
When you look at a life.
Quand tu regardes à une vie.
And you see abundant life.
Et tu vois une vie abondante.
You see health.
Tu vois la santé.
You see joy.
Tu vois la joie.
You see peace.
Tu vois la
you see righteousness.
Tu vois la justice.
You see power.
Tu vois la puissance.
Then you know that the Spirit of Christ is at work in that
alors
life.
Alors tu sais que l'Esprit d'Élie est en marche dans cette vie.
But when you look at a life.
Mais quand tu vois une vie.
And you see tragedy.
Et tu vois la tragédie.
You see pain.
Tu vois la souffrance.
You see yokes.
Tu vois les jougs.
You see delay.
Tu vois les
retards. You see retrogression.
Tu vois la rétrogradation.
You see perpetual crying.
Tu vois les pleurs incessants.
You know that someone illegal.
Tu sais qu'il y a quelqu'un d'illégal.
Called the thief.
Appelé le voleur.
Is doing something funny in that life.
Fait quelque chose d'étrange dans cette vie.
And in the name of Jesus.
Ainsi au nom de Jésus.
Everything my father has not planted.
Tout ce que mon père n'a pas planté.
In your life,
dans
in your
vie,
destiny,
dans
in your
ta
home.
Destinée, dans ta maison.
That the thief is taking advantage
que
of.
Le voleur est en train de s'occuper.
Be released from it now.
Que tu sois libéré de cela maintenant.
Please sit down.
Asseyez-nous, s'il vous plaît.
Jesus himself.
Jésus lui-même.
Was given an illustration in the Bible.
Il a donné une illustration dans la Bible.
Are we still together?
Est-ce qu'on est ensemble?
And he said.
Et il a dit.
There was a farmer.
Il y avait un planteur
that went to plant wheat in his farm.
Qui allait planter le blé dans sa
vie. And then he says when it was night.
Et il a dit que pendant la nuit.
And men went to sleep.
Pendant qu'il était allé en s'endormir.
Another farmer also came.
Un autre planteur également est venu.
So Satan is not only a thief, he's a farmer too.
Satan n'est pas seulement un voleur, il est aussi un planteur.
The assignment of a farmer is to plant a seed.
Le travail d'un planteur, c'est de planter une semence.
Expecting a harvest from it.
Et s'attendant à une moisson pour cela.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
So it is possible to go to bed.
Alors c'est possible d'aller au lit.
And wake up with an infirmity you do not remember having before you went to bed.
Et se lever avec une maladie que tu n'avais pas avant de te coucher.
Another farmer has come.
Un autre planteur est venu.
He says while men slept.
Il dit pendant que les hommes dormaient.
It is possible to go to bed.
C'est possible d'aller au lit.
And wake up by morning.
Et se lever le matin.
With a harvest you cannot remember sowing the seed of.
Avec une récolte que tu n'as pas plantée.
Because someone has sown that seed on your behalf.
Parce que quelqu'un a planté cela à ta
but place. Every tree that has not been planted by my father.
Tout arbre qui n'a pas été planté
in the
par
name
mon
of
père,
Jesus may it be uprooted.
Soit
let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted this morning.
Ce matin.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
The thief cometh not.
Le voleur ne vient que
but for to steal,
pour voler,
to kill,
pour tuer,
and to destroy.
Et pour détruire.
In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. Please give it to us. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8.
Jean 1.
1 John.
1 Jean
chapter 3 and verse 8.
Chapitre 3 et verset 8.
Here's what it says.
Voilà ce qui est écrit.
The B part. It says, for this purpose,
c'est pourquoi
the Son of God was manifested.
Le Fils a été manifesté.
That he might destroy.
Afin qu'il puisse détruire.
Not that he might discuss.
Pas qu'il discute.
Not that he might negotiate.
Pas qu'il aille négocier.
Not that he might sit down on a round table.
Pas qu'il aille se mettre sur une
table ronde. That he might destroy.
Mais pour qu'il détruise.
The works of the devil.
Les œuvres des méchants.
The spirit of Elijah.
L'esprit d'Élie.
Reveal.
Il révèle.
To destroy the works of the devil.
Il a été révélé pour détruire les œuvres du diable.
In 1 John chapter 5.
Dans 1 Jean chapitre 5.
And verse 19.
Et verset 19.
1 John chapter 5 and verse 19.
1 Jean 5, 19.
The Bible says, and we know.
La Bible dit, et nous
that
savons.
That we are of God.
Que nous avons un Dieu.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Nous sommes de Dieu et le monde est dans la méchanceté.
Is River State part of the whole world?
Est-ce que
l'État de River? Please answer me. Is River State part of the whole world?
Vous faites partie du
monde? Is Nigeria part of the whole world?
Est-ce que le Nigeria fait partie du monde?
Is Europe part of the whole world?
Est-ce que l'Europe fait partie du monde?
Is America part of the whole world?
Est-ce que l'Amérique fait partie du monde?
Is Africa part of the whole world?
Est-ce que l'Afrique fait partie du monde?
That means wickedness lies everywhere.
Ça veut dire que la méchanceté c'est partout.
So if you run out of Nigeria, you will meet it waiting in Europe.
Alors si tu quittes le Nigeria, tu fuis pour aller en Europe.
If you run from Europe back to Nigeria, you will meet it waiting here.
Si tu fuis l'Europe pour venir au Nigeria, tu vas toujours la retrouver là-bas.
But the Bible says.
Mais la Bible dit.
Thanks be to God.
Merci à Dieu.
Who causes us always to triumph.
Qui nous permet toujours d'être triompheurs.
Someone will triumph this morning.
Quelqu'un va triompher
in
ce matin.
Experience.
Avec expérience.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. That will be your song after this service. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. Someone said the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah. So it comes to call people to repentance. Please help us, help my interpreter with her mic. And then it also comes to bring judgment upon the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Now please look up. The Bible is very clear. The Bible is very clear as to the fact that everywhere the Spirit of the Lord is, that's fine. That's all right. Now please listen. Listen very carefully. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. Don't worry, we'll recap for the Francophone people when the mic is back on. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. It says, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now the Lord is that spirit.
Alors, quand il y a cet esprit,
and where the spirit of the Lord is,
et là où il y a l'esprit de Dieu,
there is liberty.
Il y a la liberté.
Another word for liberty,
un autre mot pour dire liberté,
is freedom.
Ça veut dire être libre.
That means there is no bondage where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Ça veut dire que tu n'es pas entouré de quelque chose qui t'empêche d'avancer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I show you one more scripture before we begin to pray?
Nous devons lire cette écriture.
Isaiah chapter 61.
Esaïe 61.
Theologically speaking, it is called the Messianic prophecy.
C'est une prophétie.
It was written prophetically referring to Jesus.
Elle était écrite de manière prophétique en
se référant à Jésus. But by prophecy and by extension, it relates to the church.
Et maintenant, par la prophétie et l'extension, il s'agit de l'Église.
Isaiah 61.
Esaïe 61.
From verse 1.
À partir du verset 1.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Oh, l'Esprit du Seigneur est sur moi.
Because he hath anointed me.
Parce que le Seigneur m'a oint.
To preach good tidings unto the poor.
Pour prêcher la bonne nouvelle aux pauvres.
He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Il m'a amené pour délivrer les cœurs brisés.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Pour apporter la liberté aux captifs.
And the opening of prison to them that are bound.
Et l'ouverture de ceux qui étaient en prison.
You know, every time I read this scripture,
chaque fois que je lis ceci,
I am amazed.
Je suis émerveillé.
At the fact that there are human beings.
Pour voir qu'il y a des personnes.
Who look free physically.
Qui sont censés être.
But in the realm of the spirit.
Mais en esprit.
They are in prison.
Ils sont des captifs.
There may not be any physical chains on them or a bar before them.
Tu pourrais ne pas voir des chaînes physiquement ou alors des barrières.
However, in the realm of the spirit,
mais dans le règne de l'esprit,
they are bound.
Ils sont complètement captifs.
Now please listen very carefully.
Écoutez véritablement.
There are three keys I am going to give you.
Je vais vous donner trois clés.
That will allow the spirit of Elijah.
Qui va permettre à l'esprit d'Élie.
That dimension of the Holy Spirit.
Cette dimension du Saint-Esprit.
To bring liberty for you indeed.
D'apporter véritablement la liberté.
Number one.
La première.
You must have faith in Jesus.
Tu dois avoir la foi.
Please
en
listen
Jésus.
Very carefully.
Écoute attentivement.
You must have faith in Jesus.
Tu dois avoir la foi.
For the Bible
Jésus.
Says.
Parce que la Bible dit.
This is the victory that overcometh the world.
Voici la victoire qui est venue
Even
dans le monde.
Our faith.
Concernant notre foi.
What is your faith?
Quelle est ta foi?
Your faith is your conviction.
Ta foi, c'est ta conviction.
About God and his integrity.
Concernant Dieu et son intégrité.
Alongside the action of obedience that you take to honor that conviction.
Concernant les actions d'obéissance que tu prends pour honorer cette conviction.
So if it is true that you believe.
Alors si vraiment tu crois.
That Jesus Christ.
Que Jésus-Christ.
By his death, burial and resurrection.
Par sa mort, son enterrement et sa résurrection.
Triumph over sin.
A triomphé du
triumph
péché.
Over Satan.
A triomphé de
triumph
Satan.
Over death.
A triomphé de
triumph
mort.
Over hell.
A triomphé
triumph
de
over the grave.
A triomphé
you
de
must
de
believe
mort.
It.
Tu dois
bien you must confess it.
Tu dois le confesser.
And you must walk in keeping.
Et tu dois travailler
with the demands
cela en demandant
that makes that a reality in your life.
Que cela soit une réalité dans ta vie.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
Number two.
Deuxièmement.
You want to engage the dimension of the spirit of Elijah that brings victory.
Tu veux t'engager dans la dimension de l'esprit d'Élie qui apporte la victoire.
You must understand the prophetic power of praise.
Tu dois comprendre.
Please write it down.
La puissance prophétique de la louange.
The prophetic power.
Note cela, la puissance prophétique de la louange.
The Bible says.
La Bible nous dit.
I will call upon the Lord.
J'en appellerai au Seigneur.
Who is worthy of praise?
Qui est digne de louange?
He says, so shall I be saved from my enemy.
Ainsi je serai sauvé de mes ennemis.
So salvation comes when I combine prayer and praise.
Alors le salut arrive quand je combine la prière et la louange.
The one who is worthy of praise.
Celui qui est digne de louange.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
There are certain songs that are not special numbers.
il y a des chants qui ne sont pas des numéros.
They are songs of deliverance.
C'est des chants de délivrance.
When God, the spirit of Elijah comes upon you,
quand l'esprit d'Élie tombe sur toi,
you will find yourself singing songs in the middle of the night.
Tu vas te retrouver en train de
chanter. It may not make sense.
Ça pourrait ne vouloir dire rien.
But believe me, you are not singing a special number.
Mais je te dis que tu ne chantes pas un numéro spécial.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
When those songs come,
quand ces chants viennent,
and you begin to sing them,
et tu commences à les chanter,
you begin to sing them,
tu commences à les chanter,
you begin to sing them,
tu commences à les chanter,
something is happening while you do not know.
Quelque chose se passe.
I wish I had the time. I would have shown you, as it were, in the days of Jehoshaphat.
Je vous aurais même montré les temps de Jehoshaphat. C'est le temps qui nous manque.
Alléluia.
Amen.
For someone after this service,
quelqu'un après
a song will drop from heaven to your spirit.
Un chant va venir du ciel pour toi.
With that song you will command great deliverance.
Avec ce chant, tu vas apporter
in
la
the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
And then number three.
Troisièmement,
you want to engage the spirit of Elijah for deliverance.
Tu veux engager l'esprit d'Élie pour la délivrance.
You must engage the power of prayer.
Tu dois engager la puissance de la prière.
Elijah brought deliverance by prayer.
Élie a apporté la délivrance par la prière.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
in James chapter 5 and verse 13,
dans Jacques 5, 13,
is any man afflicted?
Est-ce que quelqu'un est malade?
He says, let him pray.
Qu'on prie pour lui.
He didn't just say let him discuss.
Il n'a pas dit qu'on discute, qu'on
pleure. He didn't just say let him cry.
Il n'a pas dit qu'il pleure.
He says let him pray.
Il a dit qu'il prie.
Then the Bible says,
ainsi la Bible dit
in the same James 5,
dans ce même Jacques 5,
that the fervent and effectual prayer,
qu'une prière effective et
of a righteous man,
d'un juste,
availeth much,
est très efficace.
He says Elijah was a man of like passion.
Il a dit Élie était un homme d'une passion.
And he prayed earnestly.
Et il priait véritablement.
For a period of about 3.5 years.
Il a prié pendant plus de 300 ans.
That there be no rain.
Pour que pendant 3 ans.
And it was so.
Et ça a été ainsi.
And then he prayed again.
Et il a prié encore ensuite.
And the heavens released the rain.
Et les cieux ont relâché.
Prayer is powerful.
La prière est puissante.
Prayer is powerful.
La prière est puissante.
I'm glad that I'm talking to wailing women.
Je suis content de parler aux femmes
women
pleureuses.
Women who know how to hold on to the horns of the altar.
Vous connaissez comment tenir les cornes de l'autel.
The Bible says.
La Bible dit.
Listen carefully.
Écoutez.
It was while Zechariah.
C'est quand Zacharie
was performing his priestly duty of prayer,
faisait son travail de prière en tant
que
sacrificateur,
angel Gabriel came to him,
et que Jézabel est venue,
and said, I bring you news.
Elle dit, je t'apporte des nouvelles.
Your wife,
ta femme,
who has been barren,
qui était
is going to have a son,
va avoir un fils.
And when Zechariah wanted to doubt the angel,
et quand Zacharie a voulu douter de l'ange,
he said, I am Gabriel.
Il a dit, je suis Gabriel.
That stands before the presence of the Lord.
Je me tiens dans la présence du
and
Seigneur.
He shut his mouth.
Et il a fermé sa bouche.
The prayer of Zechariah,
la prière de Zacharie,
brought John the Baptist from heaven to the womb of his mother.
A ramené Jean-Baptiste dans le ventre de sa mère.
And the father wanted to use a negative confession to change that prophecy.
Et le père a failli changer cette prophétie avec
the
une confession négative.
The angel had to shut his mouth.
Quelqu'un doit fermer sa bouche.
Until the day he agreed with God in writing.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il s'accorde avec Dieu et écrit.
They say, what shall be the name of this son?
Et dit, qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
When he wrote John,
on a dit, quel est le
nobody
nom de
prayed
fils?
For him.
Quel est le nom de ce fils
the
Jean?
Mouth opened.
Personne ne lui a parlé et sa bouche s'est ouverte.
Prayer is powerful.
La prière est puissante.
When Mary came and met with Elizabeth,
quand Marie a rencontré Elizabeth,
the Bible says their babies leapt.
La Bible dit que leurs enfants ont.
And Elizabeth began to pray prophetically and speak over Mary.
Et Elizabeth a prié et parlé prophétiquement sur l'enfant.
Do you know that even Jesus Christ?
Est-ce que tu sais que même Jésus-Christ?
His arrival from heaven to the earth.
Vient des cieux à la terre.
Happened because there was a woman called Anna the prophetess.
C'est parce qu'une femme, Anna la prophétesse,
who was praying since she became a widow.
A commencé à prier depuis qu'elle est devenue veuve.
She began to pray in the temple until Jesus manifested.
Elle a commencé à prier dans le temple jusqu'à la manifestation de Jésus.
So the word did not just become flesh just like that.
Alors la parole ne devient pas chair juste comme ça.
Prayer.
La prière
contributed to the arrival of the word.
Contribue à ce que l'accomplissement vienne.
Can I tell you?
Que je vous dise.
You must learn how to engage prayer in establishing deliverance.
Vous devez vous savoir comment vous engager dans la prière pour établir
la délivrance.
La Bible dit.
In Luke chapter 18.
Dans Luc 18.
From verse 1.
À partir du verset 1.
That Jesus spake a parable.
Que Jésus a fait une parabole.
To the end that men ought always to pray.
Que les hommes doivent prier continuellement.
And not to faint.
Et ne pas se décourager.
Then he spoke about a city.
Cela parle d'une saison.
That had a judge.
Qui a un juge.
Who did not fear God?
Qui ne, n'avait pas peur de Dieu,
nor regard men.
Ni des gens.
That must have been a strange man.
Ça devait être quelqu'un d'étrange.
A man who does not fear God.
Quelqu'un qui n'a pas peur de Dieu.
So you cannot tell him for God's sake.
Donc tu ne peux pas lui dire au nom de Dieu.
And he did not regard man.
Il ne s'en fout
so
des hommes.
So you cannot bribe him.
Et tu ne peux même pas le corrompre.
What sort of a man is that?
Quel genre d'homme c'est ça?
Then the Bible says there was a very fragile, sincere widow.
Alors la Bible dit qu'il y avait une veuve fragile mais sincère.
Who came to the judge?
Qui est venue à ce juge?
And said, "Avenge me my adversary."
Elle dit vraiment, donne-moi vengeance sur mes adversaires.
And she kept coming.
Et elle continue à venir.
And he says, "For a time, he will not pay attention to her."
Et on me dit qu'il ne lui prêtait aucune attention.
But the Bible says, "By her continual coming."
Mais la Bible dit que parce qu'elle continue à venir.
Other versions will say her importunity.
D'autres versions disent elle continue à l'importuner.
The judge had to testify.
Le juge a dû dire.
And said, "Even though I do not fear God."
Même comme je n'ai pas peur de Dieu.
And I do not regard men.
Et je m'en fous des hommes.
But this woman will weary me by her continual coming.
Mais cette femme-là, elle va m'embêter tant qu'elle vient.
That is the power of prayer.
Ça, c'est la puissance de la prière.
You see, when you start praying,
vous savez, quand nous commençons à prier,
it always looks like nothing is happening.
C'est toujours comme si rien ne se passe.
But in the realm of the spirit,
mais dans le règne de l'esprit,
there are many things already happening.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui se passent déjà.
It is when it is done in the realm of the spirit,
c'est quand cela est fait dans le règne de l'esprit,
it will manifest suddenly.
Que ça va se manifester de manière soudaine.
Let me speak to someone here.
Que je parle à quelqu'un
the
ici.
The prayer you prayed in January,
la prière
February,
en janvier, février,
mars, April,
avril,
May, June,
juin,
July,
juillet,
now August.
Maintenant,
for some of you, by the end of this week, answers will come speedily. Answers will come speedily. Answers of lifting. Answers of breakthrough. Answers of open door. Answers of restoration. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Les réponses de toutes parts viendront de ta part.
I've given you three keys.
Je vous donne trois clés. Je
number
vous
one, faith.
Premièrement, la foi.
Faith in God.
La foi en Dieu.
Number two.
Deuxièmement,
the power of praise.
La puissance de la louange.
As a song of deliverance.
Comme un chant de délivrance.
Number three.
Troisièmement,
the power of prayer.
La puissance de la prière.
As a weapon of victory.
Comme une arme de victoire.
And then number four.
Et quatrièmement,
is the anointing.
C'est l'onction.
Psalm
so,
66 verse 3.
66 verset 3.
Please give it to us. Psalm 66 verse 3.
Psalm 66 et verset 3.
Psalm 66 and verse 3. It says, "Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy ways."
Dites à Dieu, comment
says,
sont terribles tes voies.
Through the greatness of thy power,
au travers
shall
de la
thy
grandeur,
enemies submit themselves.
De ta puissance, tes ennemis
not
vont
through
se
the
soumettre.
Greatness of your grammar,
il
not
s'agit
through
pas
the
de ton
greatness
bavardage.
Of your discussion.
Il s'agit pas de tes discussions.
Listen.
Écoute,
in the realm of the spirit,
dans le règne de l'esprit,
the only language the devil understands,
le seul langage que le diable
is the language of power.
C'est le langage de la puissance.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
Isaiah chapter 10,
Isaïe 10,
and verse 27,
verset 27.
Isaiah 10 and 27.
10, 27 d'Esaïe.
This is a prophetic word for someone.
C'est une parole prophétique pour quelqu'un.
And it shall come to pass.
Et cela arrivera.
In that day.
En ces jours-là.
May today be that day.
Que ce soit aujourd'hui.
May today be that day.
Que ce soit aujourd'hui.
Not next week, not next month, not 2024, not 2030. May today be your that day.
Soit ce jour pour toi.
And it shall come to pass.
Et cela arrivera.
In that day.
Dans ce jour-là.
That his burden.
Que son fardeau,
that means it is not your burden. Somebody placed that burden on you.
A déjà pris
his
ce
burden shall be taken
sera
away from off your shoulder.
En dehors de tes épaules,
and his yoke
et son joug
from off your neck.
De notre cou,
and the yoke
et le joug
shall be destroyed
sera détruit
by the anointing.
Par l'onction.
The yoke
le
of delay. The yoke of barrenness, the yoke of shame and reproach, the yoke of limitation. When someone says, come and see me tomorrow and I will help you.
Quand
and you come tomorrow and he says,
t'aider.
I cannot remember talking to you, go back.
Viens, il te dit, je ne me rappelle pas, va.
Believe me, it is not ordinary.
Ça, ce n'est pas normal.
The yoke shall be destroyed.
Le joug doit être détruit.
Because of the anointing.
À cause de l'onction.
Do you believe this?
Est-ce que tu crois en cela?
So that when we begin to pray now.
Afin que lorsque nous prions maintenant.
You don't just pray amiss.
Tu ne dois pas prier en mélangeant les choses.
You pray knowing.
Tu pries en connaissance.
That this chain.
Que ces chaînes.
That is on my life.
Qui sont sur ma vie.
Must go once and for all.
Elles doivent partir pour toujours.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
For some of you after this conference.
Parce que certains d'entre vous après la conférence.
The scripture for you will be when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion.
La parole sera que quand l'esprit
it says we were like them that dream.
Nous
and our mouths were filled with laughter.
C'était comme un rêve pour
and
nous.
They said among the hidden,
mais
the Lord has
cela.
Done great things for us.
Le Seigneur
it says the Lord has
nous.
Done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Le
then
Seigneur
it says, turn again our captivity like the streams of the Negev.
Et ça va quitter.
I believe in the power of God.
Je crois en la puissance de
I have
Dieu.
Seen what the anointing can do.
Je sais ce que l'onction
when
peut
the spirit
faire.
Of Elijah comes,
quand l'esprit d'Élie vient,
it does not spare anything that is antichrist.
Il ne laisse rien de ce qui concerne l'antichrist.
Whether it is a Red Sea,
que ce soit la mer Rouge,
whether it is Dagon,
que ce soit Dagon,
whether it is a prison gate,
que ce soit une porte.
In fact, for some of you,
pour certains d'entre vous,
the doors and the gates that are before you.
Les portes qui sont
you are not supposed to open it.
Vous ne devez pas pouvoir
you are supposed to break it.
Vous devez les
so that your children and children's children can pass through.
Pour que vos enfants et vos
there are doors that may open for you.
Il y a des
but when you pass, sourire. It will close for
mais,
those coming behind you.
Passes,
the Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Il a brisé les portes de
in the name of Jesus
au
Christ.
Nom de Jésus.
Please open your mouth in 1 minute and declare that every gate and every door that stands before me as this fire falls by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Are there people of prayer here? Oh, those gates must be broken. Broken for the sake of my children. Broken for the sake of my grandchildren. Ancient gates, ancient doors. Doors of poverty, doors of godlessness, doors of decadence, doors of irresponsibility, chains, be broken. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. every chain upon my life and my destiny as this fire falls. In the name of Jesus, you must give way. Someone pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, liberty by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now please listen. I want you to keep standing. Something is about to happen here. Please keep standing, everybody.
Restez debout, s'il vous plaît.
Listen carefully.
Écoutons attentivement.
Fire.
Le feu.
In the Bible.
Dans la Bible.
Has three assignments.
A trois devoirs.
Number one.
Le premier.
Fire in the Bible.
Le feu dans la Bible.
Is an instrument of judgment.
C'est un instrument de jugement.
Every time. There is a mention of fire.
À tout moment qu'on mentionne le feu,
among the many things it does and represents,
et ce que cela représente,
is as an instrument of judgment.
C'est un instrument de jugement.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
Sodom and Gomorrah,
dans Sodom et Gomorrah,
was judged with fire.
Ils étaient touchés par le
feu. Fire came down from heaven.
Le feu est descendu du ciel.
And burned and consumed everything.
Et a brûlé et consumé tout là-bas.
Alazesia. I tell you, I sent such a mighty anointing here.
Your life will never be the same. Je sens une onction puissante ici.
An instrument of judgment.
Instrument de jugement.
Number two.
Deuxièmement.
The second assignment of fire.
Le deuxième devoir du feu.
Never forget this that I'm giving you.
N'oublie jamais ce que je te dis là maintenant.
Fire is an instrument of refining and purification.
C'est un instrument de remplir, de vider et de remplir.
When you see gold,
quand tu vois le,
or oil,
l'or ou l'huile,
or silver,
ou l'argent,
in its raw state,
de manière brute,
it does not look attractive.
Ce n'est, ça n'attire pas.
But when you submit it to fire,
mais quand tu le fais passer par le feu,
are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes
something begins to change.
Quelque chose change.
It is in the presence of fire
dans la
that separation fait, happens.
Séparation
it is in
passe.
The presence of fire
dans la présence du
that
feu
the shape of any metal changes.
Que la forme
you have the liberty to change it to what you want it to
tu
be
peux le changer dans
when
ce
you
que tu
subject
veux.
It to fire.
Quand cela passe par le feu.
For some of you, the way you look, the way your destiny looks, that is not how God designed you. So when that fire comes, like the blacksmith, the Spirit of God will be remolding your destiny to look like what prophecy said should be. Hear me.
Dites-moi.
Impurities are only removed from a metal when you subject it to fire.
Toujours enlevé d'un métal quand tu le
in its solid state,
dans la manière brute,
you cannot remove the impurities.
Tu ne peux pas enlever les impuretés.
For some of you, the fire that comes
alors,
upon you
d'entre vous, le feu
will burn
vous,
away appetites
ça va brûler tout
that are not of God.
Les impuretés qui ne sont pas de Dieu.
He says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
il dit, regardez, nous sommes entourés de
let us lay aside every weight
qu'on ne porte aucune
and charge. The sin that doth easily beset us.
Et des choses qui peuvent
and let us run with perseverance
et que nous courions avec
the race that is set before us.
La course qui est devant nous.
Looking unto Jesus, it says,
regardons à Jésus
the author and the finisher of our faith,
le commencement et la
who for the joy that was set before him
parce que ce qui a
endured
mis devant
the
lui
cross and despised the shame.
A enlevé la honte.
You cannot become a powerful woman of God, man of God, except the fire comes to separate
une femme puissante de Dieu ou d'homme de Dieu,
to separate you from pride,
qui va te
to separate you from lust, to separate you from jealousy, to separate you from anger, to separate you from all kinds of things.
Qui va te séparer de tout genre de choses mauvaises.
That is the ministry of fire number two.
C'est le ministère deuxième du feu.
Number three.
Le troisième.
The third assignment of fire. Fire is an energizer.
Le feu c'est un quelque chose qui donne de l'énergie.
That is another word for empowerment.
C'est une autre façon de dire que vous avez des capacités.
Hallelujah. In physics and chemistry,
en physique et en chimie,
there is what we call potential energy.
Il y a ce qu'on appelle l'énergie potentielle.
And there is what we call kinetic energy.
Et ce qu'on appelle l'énergie carnale.
Am I right on that? A body does not move with potential energy.
Un être ne marche pas avec l'énergie potentielle.
It moves with kinetic energy, the dynamism of a body.
Il faut le dynamisme du corps, il faut cette énergie là.
Fire.
Le feu.
Is always associated with movement.
Est toujours associé au mouvement.
There is no stagnant fire.
Il n'y a pas de feu qui
there
est
can
statique.
Be still water or stagnant water.
Il peut avoir de l'eau stagnante.
But there is no such thing as stagnant fire.
Mais il n'y a pas de feu stagnant.
When fire comes,
quand le feu vient,
fire does not run away from anything.
Le feu ne
no.
fuit pas.
You never see fire running away
tu
from
ne
anything.
Vois pas le feu reculer.
If the wind blows on fire,
s'il y a même le vent sur
it
le vent,
only increases the tempo.
Ça ajoute même
is
la
that
température.
True?
Est-ce que c'est vrai?
What mysterious substance is this?
Quelle est substance aussi sérieuse?
There is no chain that can tie fire.
Rien ne peut attacher comme
fire is the epitome of liberty.
Ça, c'est la liberté supérieure.
You can put water in a container.
Tu peux mettre de l'eau dans un vase.
And close it there.
Et le fermer.
There is what we have bottled water. We say bottled water.
C'est pourquoi on a des eaux en bouteille.
Bottled water is water that has been trapped
les
in a
vessel. Les eaux en bouteille, c'est de l'eau qu'on a attrapée dans une bouteille.
That water cannot run away.
Elle ne peut pas fuir.
But there is nothing called bottled fire.
Mais il y a rien qui est appelé bouteille de
when
feu.
When you put that fire there.
Quand tu mets ce feu dedans.
Just leave it long enough.
Ne laisse seulement
long enough.
Laisse seulement
and that metal will start melting.
Et ce
that means when that fire comes on you.
C'est pourquoi
there is no limitation in your life. Now you are allowed to start moving.
Oh, tu dois seulement avancer.
Let me show you one last scripture and we begin to pray.
Que je vous donne encore une écriture et nous allons prier.
Psalms.
Dans les
104.
104.
Verse 4.
Verset 4.
Hallelujah. Someone's life is changing.
La Please vie de down. Quelqu'un va changer.
Psalm 104.
Psalm 104 verset 4.
I'd like you to read it with me if you see it projected. One, two, read.
On lit ensemble. Qui fait de ses anges des esprits et de ses ministres des
flammes de feu. Who maketh his angels spirits but his ministers
des ministres.
Who maketh wailing women worldwide flames of fire so that no border of any nation whether Africa, whether Europe, whether US, whether China, when you become a flame of fire, you are at liberty. Listen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For those of you who have seen fire,
pour certains d'entre vous qui avez vu le feu,
catch a building.
Qui a pris un bâtiment.
There is a level that fire gets to.
Il y a un niveau où quand le feu
that
vient,
anybody who comes near that fire,
de manière que qui que ce soit s'approche,
you don't have to touch it.
Tu n'as même pas besoin de toucher.
There is an energy that that fire emits.
Il y a une énergie qui sort de ce feu.
It's called heat.
C'est la chaleur.
That means you cannot, there is a predefined circumference you cannot move beyond.
Ça veut dire qu'il y a une circonférence à laquelle tu ne peux plus avancer.
When the three Hebrew boys were cast into the fiery furnace,
quand les trois hommes étaient dans
the Bible says they made it seven times hotter.
On dit que on a
so even if you are already on fire, you can be hotter.
On doit ajouter la température.
There was already fire there, but they made it seven times hotter.
Il y avait déjà du feu,
and the effect of the seven times hotter was that those who even came close to me to throw the people, they died. So it could be that you have fire, but it's not hot enough. That's why the devil can still stand around your vicinity. Your assignment is to make it seven times hotter.
Chauffe sept fois plus.
Is someone ready to receive the fire now?
Est-ce que quelqu'un comprend le feu maintenant?
One prayer point.
Father,
Père, upon my life,
sur ma vie,
upon my destiny,
sur ma destinée,
upon my family,
sur ma famille,
upon my ministry,
sur mon ministère,
upon this ministry,
sur ce ministère,
let this threefold assignment
que ces trois
of fire
du feu
be made manifest now. Open your mouth and pray.
Prie.
Fire as an instrument of judgment.
Comme un instrument de
fire as an instrument of refining and purification.
Comme un de
fire as an instrument of empowerment.
Comme
someone pray.
De capacité que quelqu'un prie.
Someone pray.
Que quelqu'un prie.
Someone pray.
Que quelqu'un prie.
Fire upon your prayer altar. Fire upon your word study life.
L'autel de prière.
Fire upon your passion for souls.
Mais le feu sur ta passion pour les âmes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Jesus was speaking and he said,
Jésus parlait et il a dit,
when the Holy Ghost comes.
Quand le Saint-Esprit vient.
In fact, he said you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Il dit vous devrez être baptisé du Saint-Esprit.
And fire.
Et de feu.
The baptism of fire is real.
Le baptême de feu est réel.
When that fire comes upon your life,
quand ce feu vient sur ta vie,
your life takes another turn.
Ta vie a un changement.
When that fire comes upon your life,
quand ce feu vient sur ta vie,
it burns every chaff of sickness in your life.
Ça brûle toute maladie dans ton corps.
Can I tell you this?
Que je vous dise.
No matter how mad a man is,
quel que soit combien quelqu'un est
fou, he does not enter fire by mistake.
Même s'il est fou, il n'entre pas dans le feu par hasard.
A madman can touch a car by mistake.
Il se fait pas cogner à une voiture par en se trompant.
A madman can hit you by mistake.
Un fou peut te cogner en se trompant.
Even in the height of a madman's madness.
Ça veut dire que même dans la folie d'un homme,
he is sane enough to know that this is fire.
Il est assez sage pour savoir que ça c'est le feu.
Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to pray for you.
Maintenant, je voudrais prier pour vous.
You have prayed.
Nous avons prié.
Now I will pray for you.
Maintenant, je vais prier pour vous.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Je vois les chaînes tomber.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Je vois les chaînes tomber.
You see, let me tell you the truth.
Que je vous dise.
Please watch this.
Écoutons ceci.
The assignment of the power of God.
Le devoir de la puissance de Dieu.
Insist.
C'est de résister.
Until your life becomes a reflection of the glory of God.
Jusqu'à ce que ta vie devienne une réflexion de la gloire de Dieu.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
As I pray for you.
Comme je vais prier pour
I
vous,
want you to believe.
Je veux que vous croyez.
Because there are many of you who have cried.
Parce qu'il y a plusieurs d'entre vous
there
qui ont crié à Dieu.
Who have said, Lord, arise for me.
Plusieurs ont crié et dit, Seigneur, lève-toi pour moi.
Alléluia. The second instruction I will give very quickly.
La deuxième instruction que je vais vous donner rapidement.
Is that,
c'est que.
Please, whether you are an usher or not.
Que vous soyez huissier ou pas.
If someone is under the anointing close to you.
Si quelqu'un reçoit cette onction à côté de toi.
You are going to, while you are receiving for yourself, you will also be your brother's keeper.
C'est quand tu as déjà reçu pour toi que tu vas t'occuper
if
de ton
I ask
frère.
You to bring them out,
si je te demande de l'amener,
then you bring them out.
C'est là que tu l'amènes.
But if I don't ask you to bring them out,
mais si je ne te demande pas
then
de le
you
faire,
just guide them so they don't injure themselves.
Et arrange-toi seulement qu'ils ne se fassent pas du mal.
Is someone ready to receive?
Est-ce que quelqu'un est prêt à recevoir?
Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill
Remplis-nous.
Me up.
Remplis-nous.
Fill me up till I overflow.
Remplis-moi jusqu'à débordement.
I wanna run over. Fill me up.
Remplis-moi jusqu'à débordement.
I wanna run over.
Now, the first set of people I'm going to pray for.
La deuxième prière que je vais faire.
Are those whose lives are full of delay.
C'est pour les gens qui ont du retard dans leur vie.
You know that the spirit of delay is at work in you.
Tu sais que l'esprit de retard
marche
dans ta
vie. If the only thing growing in your life is your age.
Et ta vie ne tient pas bien.
If nothing else is growing in your life, the spirit of delay is at work in you.
Si quelque les choses ne marchent pas bien dans ta vie, c'est l'esprit de retard.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Jésus-Christ a été oint de puissance.
And he went about doing good.
Et du Saint-Esprit, et
and healing all they that were oppressed of the devil.
Et pour enlever ceux qui étaient oppressés par le diable.
I want to pray now.
Je voudrais prier maintenant.
Please, all those that the power of God comes on, I want you to bring them out. I want to pray for them.
Ceux qui vont recevoir cela, je voudrais qu'on les amène ici.
No. I'm not saying you just come out on your own. The power of God will rest upon
c'est
you.
C'est la puissance de Dieu qui va
when
tomber sur
happens,
toi.
When that happens, I want you to bring them out.
C'est quand ça va tomber sur eux que vous allez les amener.
Are you ready now?
Est-ce que nous sommes prêts?
Please listen carefully.
Écoutons attentivement.
The Lord is showing me there are two people right now.
Le Seigneur me montre
is coming on them.
Deux personnes, l'Esprit
right
de Dieu
now,
vient sur eux maintenant quand je parle. Je voudrais que vous les ameniez.
When those, the power of God comes on those two people, the anointing of the Spirit
Dieu
will begin to move in this room right now.
Vient two et of ça va them. Aller partout. Ils sont deux.
The power of God is coming on them.
La puissance de Dieu est sur eux.
Bring them out.
Vous les amenez ici.
Bring them out.
Amenez-les ici.
Now I'm ready to pray.
Maintenant, je suis prêt
please
à
carry
prier.
Them and bring them out. In the name of Jesus,
au nom de Jésus,
I decree and declare.
Je déclare et je déclare
at the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus.
Quand je
everybody
dire,
here
Jésus.
Who is a victim of
je
anything connected to ancestry and witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, bring them out. I decree and declare. As you shout that name, Jesus, let there be liberty for you now. At the count of three. One, two, three. Shout Jesus. Be free now. Be free now. I command that spirit. Release their destinies now. Help this man. Release their destinies now. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of witchcraft. And abakatos sheketea. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release you now by the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Be released now. The Lord is showing me chains. We are still going to pray. At the count of three, shout Jesus. I'm seeing chains on people's feet. It will be loose now. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Bring them out. Chains. Be broken now. Chains, be broken now. Chains. Please, whether you are an usher or not, just help anyone close to you so that we save time. Someone open your mouth and begin to pray. Liberty, liberty. My season of liberty has come. Someone pray.
Que quelqu'un prie. Que quelqu'un prie.
Enough is enough. Someone is praying.
Que quelqu'un prie.
Chains breaking. Chains breaking.
Les chaînes se brisent.
Now hear me. The Lord is ministering to me here that there are families that never rise and stay on top. Something must happen and bring you down. Fire is coming on you now. I don't know who that person is, but in the name of Jesus, the altar that powers that witchcraft, help that woman please. In the name of Jesus, that altar, set it on fire now. We set it. In the name of Jesus, let there be liberty by the Spirit of grace.
Qui est la liberté dans l'esprit de louange?
I spirit and I am seeing like doors that have been locked. And the Lord is saying I should decree that it be open. As I make that decree, anyone whose destiny has been locked, right now, that fire comes upon you. I decree and declare, doors of ministry, doors of marriages, doors of businesses, doors covering your glory, I declare them scattered now. Be open in the name of Jesus. There are some of you, what this spirit has done is to tie down your husbands so that they can't move forward. Tie down your husbands so that they can't make progress. I stand by the God of heaven who anointed me, and I declare right where they are, let there be a release now. 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 Now please hear me. Mothers, in 1 minute, everything you want to see happen to your children, open your mouth and begin to declare it. I'm standing in faith with you. Please don't keep quiet. My children will be princes in the palace. Go ahead and declare over their education, over their lives.
Mes enfants sont des princes.
No shame and no reproach.
Aucune honte, aucun reproche.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Please don't think we're just wasting time bringing people out. God is doing something very mighty.
Dieu fait des choses grandioses.
Now listen, in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
I want to pray for you.
Je voudrais prier
the
pour
Lord
vous.
Is opening my eyes
le
and
Seigneur
I'm seeing
mes yeux et je vois
the number 12.
Le nombre 12.
And the Bible is saying there are 12
dit,
women here.
Y a 12 femmes
that
ici.
Grace for the prophetic.
And
intercession. That grace is coming on you. I don't know where you are in the congregation. Help them. Right now. Two. That grace is coming upon you. Receive it right now. Receive it. Prophetic people, the heavens will be opened over you. The eyes that see, for some of you, your dream life, that grace that was at work in you, that went down, that fire is being reignited right now. Help that woman, please. In the name of Jesus. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Mama, that grace is coming upon you. Your dreams coming alive again. Visions coming alive again. The gifts of the Spirit coming alive again. Hallelujah, time to glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, time to glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, time to glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, time to glory. Revive us.
Ravive-nous encore.
Now, for all those who are in front here, I decree and declare.
Je déclare et je décrète.
Every spirit that has oppressed you,
tout esprit qui
I declare as one sent by God.
Je déclare comme quelqu'un
your time vous. Has come to an end.
Votre
in the name of Jesus, release them now. Go, 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 go. I command every foul devil, release them, release their homes, release their families. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is asking me to speak to someone.
Le Seigneur me demande de parler à quelqu'un.
That you're weeping.
Que tes pleurs.
Crying every day. because of the trouble you have with your husband. This thing has lasted for more than 12 years. This is what I'm seeing. The Lord is saying he's coming in by himself to intervene in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. You don't have to come out. Just lay your hands right where you are. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Or you are standing in for someone who is trusting God. Maybe your children, maybe your grandchildren. Stand by faith and let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, like Eli spoke to Hannah, I stand by the God of heaven. By this time next year, return with your miracle children. Help that woman. Help that woman. I declare the gates of your womb open now. Help them, my God. Miracles are happening here. Many of you will return with miracle children. I don't care how long it has been. I release you now. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. For some of you, God will give you twins. For some of you, God will give you triplets. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
There are two more things I'm going to do.
Il y a deux choses encore que je voudrais faire.
And then we're done.
Et nous aurons terminé.
Number one.
Premièrement,
is to pray for the sick now.
C'est de prier pour ceux qui sont
I
malades.
Believe in the healing ministry.
Je crois que c'est un ministère
Number
de
two,
santé et délivrance.
While we are preparing to pray for the sick, God bless you. Those who are in front, if
Soyez
you can,
bénis,
you can return to your seat
partir,
now.
Ceux qui sont devant, allez dans vos
now,
chaises.
Please, those who are ushers, if the ushers are not enough, how many of you brought your prayer request?
Vous avez
if you didn't bring your prayer request, let me just give you 1 minute. Please write very quickly.
Écrivez vos sujets de prière. Vous avez
or in case minute. You wrote and your faith exempted some things.
Alors ta foi a enlevé des choses.
Oh, okay, you are in the basket.
Yes.
How many of you are yet to submit yours? Wave it, let me see. All right, ushers, very quickly, please.
Vous avez déjà mis vos sujets de prière.
You don't need to come out, it will be rowdy.
Donnez
just let the ushers speak it. Pass it to the last person by the aisle. Pass it to the last person by the aisle. And then that person rush and come and drop it.
Donnez aux huissiers qui vont venir mettre vos sujets de prière dans les paniers. Ne venez pas vous-même. Vous avez une minute pour le faire.
I have a very big God who is always by my side. The mighty God who by my side. You have a very big God who is always by your side. A mighty God. Someone prophesy. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God. One more time. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
maintenant,
I want you to lay your hand. Anybody here who is trusting God for healing?
Toute personne qui croit au
please
Seigneur
lay
pour
your
la
hand
guérison,
in that area where you are trusting God
sur
right
ton
now.
Cœur, ou à l'endroit où tu as mal.
And if it is a part of your body that you cannot touch,
et si c'est une partie de ton corps que tu ne peux pas toucher,
then you can just make contact with your chest as a point of contact.
Mets seulement la main à ta poitrine comme point de contact.
I am a product of God's healing power.
Nous avons la puissance de la guérison en tant qu'enfant de Dieu.
I know that Jesus heals.
Je sais que Jésus-Christ guérit.
Absolutely.
Absolument.
Heals. Please, you can bring it up here. Thank you.
Amenez
make sure,
les sujets.
I hope everyone does. I hope everyone has dropped their request.
J'espère que
because
tout le monde
I assure
a
you by God, everything you have written here, fire is about to fall
oh,
on it.
Tout ce qui est écrit.
There are still some more people.
Tout ce qui est écrit là,
I'm prophesying to you again in advance.
Je prophétise à l'avance.
Provided it found its way here, the
tout
God of heaven will
là.
Arise. Oh,
le Dieu
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus.
So let's just do that quickly. Just 10 more seconds. If there's anyone dropping, just
mettons,
drop it quickly.
Permettez aux uns aux autres de mettre.
Lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle and let's pray quickly.
Mettez la main là où vous attendez un miracle de Dieu et nous allons prier.
You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love.
Keep your hands there.
You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. I'm the one you have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. Sing, I'm the one saying that you have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy.
Keep your hands there. I'm praying for you now.
Garde ta main
let's minimize destruction so that we can receive.
Soyons
whatever
calme,
the pain is,
quelle que soit la chose,
whatever the condition is,
quelle que soit la condition de cette chose,
I want you to believe.
Je veux que tu crois.
The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God.
La Bible dit, crois en Dieu.
So shall you be established.
Ainsi tu seras établi.
Believe in his prophet, it says.
Crois en ses prophètes.
So shall you prosper.
Ainsi tu prospéreras.
Now I'm praying for you.
Alors je prie pour toi maintenant.
As I shout in Jesus' name,
quand je vais crier le nom de Jésus,
I want you to shout a thunderous amen.
Je veux que tu cries amen très fort.
Are you ready now?
Est-ce que tu es prêt maintenant?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Le Son, le Fils du Royaume.
Right now, I stretch my hands.
Je tends mes
mains. And I decree and I declare.
Et je décrète et je déclare.
Every manifestation of the spirit of infirmity.
Quelle soit la manifestation de la
in your body.
Dans ton corps.
Right now, the spirit that is back of it,
maintenant,
I command it to give way now.
Qui fait cela, je leur donne de sortir.
I command it to give way now.
Je lui commande de sortir maintenant.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
My God, the power of God is moving here.
La puissance
be healed in the name of Jesus.
Sois guéri au nom de Jésus.
Back pain, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Migraine, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Anyone who has pain around your joints and your legs, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Lumbar spondylosis, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
The Lord is showing me there are people who have swellings and you know, okay, lumps in the breast. In the name of Jesus, that devil is leaving now.
Ce diable part. Les seins qui coulent.
Blood conditions, be healed now.
Les problèmes de sang.
Any trace of cancer,
tout cancer
in your body,
dans ton
I command it cleared out now. Sugar diabetes, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Eye conditions, be healed now.
La haute tension.
Ear conditions, be healed now.
Guéri.
Anyone suffering with the issue of blood, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Fibroids, be healed now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Peptic ulcer,
les
be healed now.
Sois guéri.
Pile, be healed now.
Mal, sois guéri.
I have seen this thing many times when
j'ai vu ces choses tant de fois quand je rends ministère. Le Seigneur me
montre.
Tu n'as pas besoin de sortir pour
the
que
Lord
je prie pour toi. Le Seigneur me montre que tu n'as pas donné d'enfant, mais ton
in the name of Jesus Christ,
t'es en lait sort.
I declare
au nom
every
de Jésus,
inconvenience in your body this way now.
Que cela quitte ton corps maintenant.
Hallelujah. There's someone I'm seeing is not
Je vois quelqu'un.
It's not goiter.
Ce n'est pas le goitre.
But you are having a swelling around your throat.
Mais tu as quelque chose là à ta gorge comme un trou.
Right now, the power of God
La
is touching you.
La puissance de Dieu te touche.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Au nom
Christ.
De Jésus.
I know that I've ministered deliverance, but I'm praying for a woman.
Je sais que j'ai un ministère de délivrance, mais je prie pour une femme.
Tu,
quand tu te couches,
demonic spirit that comes to molest
you. Il y a un esprit démoniaque qui vient te déranger.
And the moment that thing happens, you must have miscarriage.
Et quand ça se passe, tu avortes.
The power of God is coming
La
on you now.
La puissance de Dieu vient sur toi maintenant.
I declare, be healed in Jesus' name.
Sois guéri au nom de Jésus.
Pain around the arm area, be healed right now.
Au niveau de ton épaule, tu es guéri.
Be healed right now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Ulcer, be healed in the
Les
name of Jesus.
Soyez guéri au nom de Jésus.
I'm seeing someone once you stand in the sun, you start
Quand
feeling dizzy.
Soleil,
Sometimes it's almost as if you are going to fall down.
C'est comme si tu vas t'évanouir.
Be healed right now.
Sois guéri maintenant.
Recurrent malaria and typhoid. Every month,
que ce soit la
you are treating it and it returns.
Palu,
you are treating
revient.
It and it
returns.
I curse it right now in the name of Jesus.
Je le chasse maintenant au nom de Jésus. Typhoïde et palu permanent.
There's someone... The sickness oppressing you is not really sickness.
La maladie qui t'oppresse n'est pas une vraie maladie.
You receive maybe money or some resources coming to your hand. It is not only you, but your husband and your children. Everybody starts becoming mysteriously sick. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. There is a woman here. I'm seeing your mother in the hospital.
Je vois ta mère dans un hôpital. Il y a
They
une femme.
They are giving her. She goes in for is it physio or chemo now? One of these therapies repeatedly.
Elle est en train
and
de prendre une thérapie tout le temps.
You a lot of money.
Et ça te
the bills are on
d'argent.
You.
C'est toi qui payes.
I decree and declare.
Je déclare et je décrète.
May the Lord bring healing for Mama.
Que Mama soit guérie.
And for those of you who are standing in for your loved ones who are not here
Et
at this campground,
qui vous tenez pour vos
wherever
qui
they
ici,
are in this nation and across the globe,
sont, dans le monde
may
ici,
the power of God right from here
Dieu d'ici,
touch them wherever they are.
Partout ils sont.
In Jesus' name I pray. I declare healing
Au
to your body right now.
Et que la guérison soit dans
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Parce qu'au nom de Jésus, nous avons prié.
For the sake of time, we may not be able to take testimonies, but you can always at subsequent sessions
pas prendre les
give your testimonies.
Pour
the final thing we are going to do,
après. Ce qu'on veut faire maintenant,
thank you for your patience.
Merci pour votre patience.
Don't worry, except if you can sit,
vous pouvez
but just
vous
make
asseoir.
Sure you stretch your hands. Now, what we are doing here is not some demonic ritual. What
Ce
we are doing
nous faisons
here,
ici, c'est pas démoniaque.
It's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6.
C'est dans Philippiens 4, verset 6.
The Bible says, be
La Bible
anxious
dit,
for nothing.
Ne sois pas anxieux pour toute chose.
But in everything.
Mais en toute chose.
By prayer and supplication.
Par les prières et les supplications.
With thanksgiving.
Avec des actions de grâce.
It says, let your request be made known unto God.
Que tes besoins soient connus par Dieu.
Don't assume it.
Ne prends pas pour acquis.
Are we together?
Est-ce que nous sommes ensemble?
Oh, what needless pain we bear. And all because we do not carry. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. And what a privilege to carry. So I'm going to bow my knees on your request while you stretch your hands towards me.
Vous allez tendre vos mains vers ici et moi je vais m'agenouiller devant
yes.
vos requêtes.
You don't have to kneel, ma. You can stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to bow my knees over
je
this request.
Je vais m'agenouiller
And while I am praying,
et pendant que
I want
je prie,
you to agree with me, stretching
je veux que
your
vous
hands
soyez en accord avec moi,
and to declare that, Lord, what I have brought here,
Dieu,
I will not write
Dieu,
it again.
Ce que j'ai mis ici, là,
the only thing I'm permitted to carry is my testimony.
Ce qui est
go ahead and pray.
Il va prier maintenant.
Go ahead and pray.
Et toi également prie.
Go ahead and pray.
Demande à Dieu que ça ne
in
se répète plus
of
jamais
Jesus
dans ta
Christ.
Vie.
Go ahead and pray.
Prions.
Someone is praying. Don't be silent.
Ne ferme pas ta bouche, prie. Ne sois pas silencieuse, prie.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Au nom de Jésus, nous avons prié.
Please agree with me as I pray.
Soyons en accord.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Père, au nom de Jésus.
I present before you the God of all flesh, the request of your people.
Je te présente, ô Dieu de toutes choses, les requêtes de ton peuple.
Some have written.
Plusieurs ont écrit.
Requests here that only God can answer.
Des requêtes que seulement toi, Dieu, tu peux répondre.
And I decree and declare
et je déclare et je décris, je décrète
everything written here
que tout ce qui a été écrit ici
that is consistent with the will of God,
qui est selon la volonté de
may
Dieu
it receive speedy answers.
Que la réponse soit rapide.
And any human vessel who says over his dead body,
et que si cela passe au travers
de la mort de quelqu'un, answered,
pour que cela soit
may the ground open and swallow them.
Que la personne qui s'oppose meure.
I decree and declare.
Je décrète et je déclare.
Every human vessel.
Tout
who must come into partnership with the Spirit of God,
qui vient en partenaire avec l'Esprit de Dieu,
to allow for the manifestation of these answers,
pour permettre la manifestation de ces
destiny helpers,
les aides de
I call them to your life now.
Je les appelle dans ta vie.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Now prophetically, I stand upon this prayer request and I decree and declare
et je déclare,
everything
je décrète,
that has risen above you,
tout ce qui s'est
may it come
de
under
toi,
your feet.
Que cela soit sous tes pieds.
May it come under your
que
feet.
Cela soit sous tes pieds.
May it come under
que
your
cela
feet.
Soit sous tes pieds.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Finally,
finalement,
wailing women worldwide,
femmes pleureuses du monde entier,
I stand by the power and the privilege of the apostolic and the prophetic.
Je me tiens selon le privilège apostolique et prophétique.
And I declare over your life.
Et je déclare sur vos vies.
Step into a new season.
Avancez dans
I'm prophesying. Step into a new season.
Je dis avancez.
I repeat it again.
Saison.
Step into a new season.
Avancez dans une nouvelle
in your
saison.
Life. Step
dans
into a new season.
Une nouvelle saison.
In the north, in the south, in
au
the
au
east and the west. Step into a new season. In Africa, a new season. In Europe, a new season. In America, a new season. No more going back. No more going back. You remain at the top. You rise to the top. Anyone that fights you goes down instantly. I say it again. Anyone that fights you goes down instantly. Please hear me. Financial helpers. I declare they are called into this ministry. By this time next year, may your campground turn into something else that will be a sign and a wonder. I pray for all the centers worldwide. Expand to the left and to the right. Expand to the north and to the south. In the name of Jesus, you will stir up the hearts of women globally. Call them to prayer. Call them to greater revival. In the name of Jesus. And as you stand in faith and partnership with this vision, may the Lord sort your own life. May the Lord sort your own family. Some of you are tenants now. By this time next year, you will not only be landlords, you will be giving up home. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said he put a new song in my mouth.
Il a mis
a song of praise unto our God. Many will see it and they will fear and put their trust in it. What my God will do in your life, it will make everybody fear. For those of you who traveled abroad to come here, as you return back, return to favor, return to lifting, return to open doors, return to breakthrough, return to speed, return to restoration. Please hear me. Everything that left you, that should not have left, I call it back to your life by prophecy. And anyone holding what belongs to you, I overturn in the name of Jesus. My final prayer for you, if there is anyone here, the spirit of untimely death is hovering around you, or your children, or your spouse, or your relatives, in the name of Jesus, oh death, where is your sting? And oh grave, where is your victory? Be delivered now. For in Jesus' name we pray. Please return back rejoicing and tell someone congratulations. Congratulate someone by your left and right. It's a new season. It's a new season. Are you still prophesying? Congratulate someone. Oh, it's a season of laughter. For you, it's a season of favor. Wailing women, are you celebrating Jesus? It's a new season. Finally, the siege is over. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Le manque est terminé. Au nom de Jésus.
Congratulations.
Félicitations.
Congratulations.
Félicitations.
Congratulations. The way you are dancing now, that's how they will dance with you. Oh, the way you are rejoicing, that's how they will rejoice with you. The way you are hugging and greeting one another, that is how God will bring people to say, see what God has done. The wonder-working power of Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please let me have your attention for one more minute.
S'il vous plaît, donnez-moi votre attention un petit moment.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen.
Écoutons, s'il vous plaît.
If I were you,
si j'étais vous,
even after this session is over,
avant que ça ne se termine,
I would just be dancing on my way back.
Je serai en train de danser.
And if they ask you what happened,
si te
tell them
toi,
you watch and see what God is doing already.
Voir ce que Dieu fait pour moi.
In the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
maintenant,
on behalf of Jesus himself,
au
who
nom
has
de
empowered
Jésus
us and shown us mercy.
Qui nous a donné la capacité,
please
la
listen.
Écoutons.
You can dance when we're done.
Nous allons danser tout à l'heure.
On behalf of Jesus, the Son of the Living God,
au nom de Jésus, le Fils
I want
du
to
Dieu
say
vivant,
a very, very big thank you
je voudrais dire un grand, grand merci aux femmes pleureuses.
Let's honor our mother, the woman of God,
honorons nos mamans,
and our
les
father,
femmes de Dieu.
And all of the international coordinators,
et toutes les coordinatrices internationales,
I want to thank you,
je voudrais vous remercier
for extending the invite,
de m'avoir invité.
It was a brief stay,
c'était bref,
but I am glad that I came.
Mais je suis très content de l'avoir fait.
I am happier,
je suis plus content,
because right from here I will hear your testimony.
J'entendrai vos témoignages.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you again, wailing women worldwide.
Merci, chères femmes pleureuses.
May you go from glory to glory.
Allez de gloire en gloire.
For in Jesus' name I
Au
pray.
Au nom de Jésus, j'ai prié.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah!
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 Praise the Lord.
Gloire à Dieu.
The team of international coordinators will gather around our speaker and pray for our speaker.
Pendant que les coordinatrices internationales vont entourer l'orateur et prier pour lui.
But just before that, please.
Avant cela, s'il vous plaît.
As many of you as want to bring offering unto the Lord, let the ushers please come out right here with their bags, and then please run and give the offering because we don't have time.
Si vous voulez donner une offrande maintenant au Seigneur, que les huissiers se tiennent là et courent rapidement pour venir donner ton offrande.
Because we want to put a seal on what God has done.
Concernant ce que le Seigneur vient de faire.
Move to the ushers. Some would be on that side. Some would be on that side. And please put in your offering.
Et mettez donc vos offrandes de chaque côté.
5 minutes for that.
Vous avez 5 minutes pour le faire.
Hallelujah. And we want to ask.
Nous voulons demander.
Ahead of time.
Avant le temps.
That pastor, Apostle Joshua Selman.
Que l'apôtre Selman.
Should make space in August.
Passe du temps en août.
For our 25th anniversary.
Pour notre 23e anniversaire.
We are asking from the altar.
Nous demandons bien à l'avance.
May the Lord put that space in for us in Jesus' name.
Que le Seigneur mette ce temps là pour
nous. It's the wailing women request.
C'est la demande des femmes pleureuses.
Unto the Lord, not unto the apostles.
Au Seigneur, pas à l'apôtre lui-même.
It is our 25th anniversary next year.
Ça sera notre 25e anniversaire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle, please come up. International coordinator, Sister Lida, please come.
Que l'apôtre monte sur l'autel.
International coordinators, please come, please come, please
que
come.
Que les coordinatrices internationales viennent.
The offering continues. But please let's come up because he's moving. Sister Lida.
Can we surround him, please? Let's pray in the spirit.
Nous voulons prier pour l'apôtre. Seigneur, je voudrais te dire merci.
Thank you for this son of the kingdom.
Merci pour ce fils du royaume.
Thank you for this David.
C'est toi qui as ordonné.
Oh, thank you for this one that is a gift to our generation.
Tu as donné comme don à cette génération.
Father, even as the hills around about Jerusalem, so are you a wall of fire round about him.
Amen.
And Lord, you are the glory in the midst of him. Father, we ask that you make him invisible and invincible to the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we call him touch not.
Amen.
Touch not the Lord's anointed and do his prophets no harm in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we ask that the oil on his head will continually flow in the name of Jesus. All the heavens over him will be continually open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we are grateful. We receive him as a gift.
Amen.
of Jesus. Father, we ask that you perfect all that concerns him in the name of Jesus. Be jealous over this one in the name of Jesus. We ask for a change of angelic guards in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.